I think we are in a real danger zone right now in terms of World War III. I believe that Russia is almost certainly going to declare a state of war with Ukraine, which would take it out of the current so-called SMO or special military operation, which had a very specific goal, as Russia said, to demilitarize Ukraine and denazify Ukraine. And also, I think, to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO. But with this escalation in the posture of war, that is, if Russia declares a state of war with Ukraine, then that would really unleash a lot of sort of self-imposed restrictions that Russia has used to put guardrails on its own actions. And for example, you know, no bombing of the railroads in Western Ukraine, or at least most of them are still intact. And also not being super aggressive, pushing forward in terms of land grabs, but it looks like that's about to change. And also I would add that Russia has some fairly large supply of Oreshnik missile systems. We don't know how many, but I thought I read earlier that they could manufacture a few dozen a month, and that was many months ago. So they might have 50 or 100 Oreshnik missiles right now, and those are the ones that drop, you know, kinetic, like high-density kinetic projectiles that come in from high altitude and just devastate targets on the ground without using nuclear weapons. So it doesn't violate any nuclear weapons treaties or arms treaties, things like that. And these weapons are unstoppable. There's nothing in the Western arsenal that can stop the Oreshnik system, which I think means hazelnut in Russian, because it refers to the way the nose cone opens up and drops out. I think it's 36 separate projectiles? And each one can carry the detonation of, I don't know, I forgot the math on this, at least a ton of TNT, but maybe a lot more. And that's per projectile, and there are 36 of them. So, you know, it's not Hiroshima, it's not an atomic bomb, but for precision destruction of targets on the ground, turning them to dust, this weapon system is very effective. But Russia also has thermobaric warheads. They've got the Poseidon underwater drones that are nuclear with massive warheads, up to 100 megaton warheads on those underwater drones, which we believe are parked off the coast of the US and the UK and can be remotely detonated by Russia at any time. So one of the questions becomes, if Russia declares war on Ukraine, what will NATO do in response to that? Now, Ukraine is not a NATO member, and Russia has not yet attacked Germany or other NATO nations directly. So there's no justification under Article 5 for every NATO nation to get involved declaring war on Russia. But that's probably what you're going to see anyway, especially out of the UK, because Keir Starmer there is an absolute lunatic, just completely disconnected from reality. And he thinks that somehow the UK and Ukraine together can defeat Russia, which is absurd. That's not going to happen. If anything, they need to be sitting down and negotiating some kind of peace that everybody can live with. But I don't think that's going to happen. So Russia is going to escalate, I believe, and it's going to revise its posture. I mean, look, think about this. They lost at least four of the Tu-95 strategic long-range bombers. So that's part of the air response of so-called nuclear parity. That's a direct attack on Russia's ability to, you know, to respond to a nuclear attack. That is not something that is going to be taken lightly by Russia. And this current phase of radio silence, where we haven't heard so far, we haven't heard Putin react to these drone attacks, this actually has me worried. I would be more comfortable if Putin were talking about it. But the fact that he's not talking should make everybody nervous, because maybe they're past the point of talking. Maybe at this point, they're just like, there's no point in negotiations. There's no point in anything but just nuking the crap out of Western Europe. I don't know. Maybe that's what they think. Now, understand that Russia's nuclear posture was updated. I think it was back in 2022. Might have been 23. But they updated their posture to say that Russia has already decided that they have the right to respond with nuclear weapons if their own strategic nuclear infrastructure is compromised. So that's already on the books, which means that Russia doesn't have to go through any kind of, you know, debate or negotiation internally to launch nuclear weapons in retaliation. The decision now just comes down to, you know, whoever's in charge of those weapons. I don't know who that is, but probably just that person and Putin is all that's needed. And then it's, you know, bombs away. Now, I doubt that Russia's going to use nuclear weapons at this point. I think that would be too much of a leap of escalation. But I do think they'll use Oreshniks. And I think they'll use maybe thermobaric bombs, things like that. Maybe hypersonic cruise missiles to strike specific targets. And these could be targets well outside of Ukraine. So if I were a European country right now, I mean, a NATO member European country, I would be very concerned. But understand in all of this that the West is trying to bait Putin into an escalatory response. Remember, the West wants nuclear war as a cover story for the financial collapse they have planned, the Great Reset, the Great Taking, etc. So they need Russia to nuke them. So I believe that Putin knows that, and he doesn't want to play into the hands of the Western leaders. He doesn't want to give them what they want, which is a scapegoat for the financial collapse that is about to hit the West no matter what. So if Putin is smart, he will actually have only a very measured response that is roughly equivalent to the damage that Ukraine caused, but no more. So perhaps Putin would bomb a couple of airfields. Maybe a government building or a military building in Ukraine itself. But if they go overboard, they really, really risk falling right into the trap of what the West wants, which is a runaway thermonuclear war where potentially hundreds of millions of people will die. And that's what Keir Starmer is actually shooting for, because he is a lunatic. And he's a, you know, former intelligence community leader for the UK. And if you think about it, I mean, he's part of the globalist regime. And what do they want? Mass human extermination. And how do they want to get mass human extermination? Well, by any means necessary, but one of their primary methods right now is through famine and possibly war. And remember that war promotes famine. War promotes destitution. And if there's radiation fallout in certain areas, of course, that could cause a long-term depopulation in those areas. So these are all things that the globalists are actively pushing for, and they may, in fact, get exactly what they want. So stay alert, everybody. Be ready for crazy things to happen. This is a crazy time. Make sure that you've got backup systems for, you know, money, gold and silver, maybe some crypto. Make sure you've got backup satellite communications, you know, the satellite phone store, sat123.com. Make sure you've got backup food supplies from our store, healthrangerstore.com. Just make sure you're ready all around. And if you are, you know, you'll be able to make it through all of this. But economically, it's probably going to get, you know, pretty devastating as well. So be prepared. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that. E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it.
We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.